Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Dama Dama, Hare Hare.
Reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 15, The Lord Accepts Prasadam at the House of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
今天我们继续来阅读永恒的切坦念经是切坦念 Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十五章主在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家中接受 Prasadam
We are broadcasting from Sri Mayapur Dham
我们今天是在 Sri Mayapur Dham 在圣地 Mayapur 向大家直播今天的早课
And we are beginning the story today of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Acharya.
我们今天要开始讲 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 家中荣耀 prasadam 的故事。
Last week we discussed how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited for lunch.
上一周我们讲到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是如何受到邀请到不同的奉献者家中去荣耀 Prasadam 的。
And the Bhattacharya wanted to have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at his house every day for 1 month.
Bhattacharya 呢他希望 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能够到他家中去荣耀 Prasadam 一个月。
But because Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, he refused to accept such invitation.
但是呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是一位 sannyasi, 所以他便拒绝了这样的请求。
So, there was some back and forth discussion and negotiation.
所以呢他们之间就有一些来来回回的讨论甚至像谈判一样。
Until they agreed that Lord Chaitanya would come to his home for 1 week.
那直到最后讲定了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会到 Bhattacharya 的家中去荣耀一个星期的 prasadam.
Why is it so important for householders to invite sannyasis to their home?
那么居士邀请 sannyasi 托钵僧到自己的家中这一点有什么重要的意义呢
Or even to invite devotees to their home.
那邀请奉献者到家中又有什么样的重要性呢
Because receiving Vaishnavas to one's home means that they can bless the house, they can bless the family.
因为呢当你去邀请一个 Vaishnava 奉献者来到家中的时候呢那这个 Vaishnava 奉献者被邀请的就可以祝福你的家庭祝福你的整个的家。
And
祝福你的房子。
We get an opportunity to serve them.
而且我们还有一个机会能够去服务于他们。
Sometimes devotees ask the question, how can I improve my relationship with such and such a devotee?
有的时候奉献者会提出这样的一个问题，我和某某某奉献者怎么样才能改善关系？
The secret is to invite them over to your home for prasadam.
其实有一个秘密，就是你可以把他邀请到家里面来荣耀 prasadam.
Of course, such invitation means that we have to be spiritually and consciously prepared to establish a nice atmosphere.
当然了这一点呢也有一个前提你必须要在灵性上还有在意识上面都做好了完全的这个准备。也就是说呢要创造一个非常好的灵性氛围。
Because prasadam is a wonderful way to cultivate friendship.
因为 prasadam 呢它是一个非常好的去培养友谊的途径。
Rupa Goswami explains this as one of the rules of Vaishnava exchanges.
那在描述 Vaishnava 奉献者之间的交流的方式之中 Rupa Goswami 就讲到了这一点
Dadati pratigrinati guyam akyatipritchati bungte bhojayate chaiva satvidam pritilakshanam There are 6 types of exchanges amongst the devotees
奉献者之间有六种交流的方式
And one of them is bungte bhojayate. Bhoja means food to exchange prasadam.
Bungte bhojayate 意思就是说，去接受食物，就是接受 prasadam.
So
给予 prasadam.
This is something which is very, very much emphasized in our Krishna consciousness movement.
所以呢，这一点在我们的 Krishna 知觉运动当中是有强调的。
It would be very difficult to conceive of the Krishna consciousness movement without the element of the prasadam.
你很难想象，如果说把 prasadam 这个元素从 Krishna 知觉当中抹去的话，那我们的 Krishna 知觉将会变成什么样子？
For example, here in Sridhar Mayapur, prasadam is a huge part of the community development.
那就比如说在我们的 Sridhar Mayapur, 也就是 Mayapur 圣地，那这个 prasadam 呢，就是整个的我们奉献者社区发展的一个极大的部分。
Every day, thousands of people come here to be fed.
那也就是说，每一天呢，都有成千上万的人来到我们的玛雅普圣地，然后来荣耀菩萨的。
And this is one of the first things that Srila Prabhupada established back in 1965-1966 when he would personally cook for the devotees.
那早在1966年的时候 ，Srila Prabhupada 就已经奠定了这样的一个原则，他自己亲身身体力行的为奉献者做菩萨的。
So oftentimes you will find, I don't have much of that experience in China, but in the West, devotees always invite each other for prasadam.
那么我不知道在中国是不是也是这样，但是在中国之外的其他的国家，奉献者之间总是互相邀请荣耀菩萨的。
I think in China, devotees know that I'm a cook, so they never invite me.
可能是因为在中国中国奉献者知道我做饭做得好，所以从来没有人邀请我，几乎没有人邀请我们到他们家去荣耀菩萨的。
They're too scared to make mistake with the cooking.
然后特别的害怕做饭的这个过程中出什么错误。
But they all want to be invited to our home.
但是呢，他们呢都很想被邀请到我们家来荣耀菩萨的。
Because they know Radhachand Prabhu is cooking.
因为他们知道 Radhachand Prabhu 在做饭。
So in any case.The brahmanas, like Sauvat Acharya, it was very, very important to have the opportunity to feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，对于像 Sauvat Acharya 这样的一个婆罗门而言，能有机会邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到他家中，并且亲自做饭。来邀请他来荣耀，那这一点来说是意义重大的。
And it wasn't just for the sake of having his house blessed; it was because he knew that he is going to feed the supreme personality of Godhead himself.
那并不是说他邀请就是为了让自己的家得到一个祝福。这里的更重要的意义是在于他在邀请至尊人格守神，请他来吃饭。
For example, after Lord Chaitanya, right after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he was taken to the house of Advaita Acharya.
就比如说呢，在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他成为托钵僧之后，紧接着他就被邀请到了 Advaita Acharya 家里。
And Lord Chaitanya had not eaten for 3 days.
那个时候，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经有一连三天没有吃任何东西了。
So Advaita Acharya.Asked his wife Sati to cook a wonderful meal.
所以呢 ，Advaita Acharya 就请他的妻子 Sati 做了一顿非常丰盛的饭菜。
And you have to understand that in Vedic culture and even today in India, women are expert cooks.
那我们要知道呢，就是不仅仅是在早先的伟达文化当中，还是说现代的这个印度。女人都是非常擅长烹饪的。
So even today, when you are invited by an Indian family for lunch or for dinner, you have to make sure that your stomach is empty.
就算是今天，假如说你受到了一个印度家庭的邀请去那儿吃午餐或者晚餐，那你去之前必须要把肚子饿得空一点。
So.Sati cooked a big meal.
所以呢 ，Sati 就做了一顿非常丰盛的饭菜。
And but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a young sannyasi, just took sannyas a few days before. He said, "I just want a few boiled vegetables. I'm a sannyasi." Sanyasi.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说，我两三天前刚成了 Sanyasi，我还非常的年轻，我不能吃太多东西，只吃一些煮蔬菜就可以了。
And Advaita Acharya just, he was, you know, Advaita Acharya was so intimate with Lord Chaitanya, he told him, just sit down and eat.
Advaita Acharya 跟那个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的之间的关系是非常非常亲密的，所以他就直接命令 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说：“你坐下来吃饭就好了。
He said, I know who you are.
”说：“我知道你是谁。
Morning. And Lord Chaitanya was coming for lunch, and within a few hours, they went to the market, and then they cooked this amazing, massive feast.
那就是说很有意思的就是，其实这个邀请是在清晨。发出的。那到了中午的时候，其他尼玛哈巴布就去他们家去荣耀不沙当了。在这么短短的几个小时之内，他们要到市场里面去买菜，然后呢要去厨房里面做饭。那他们做出来这个饭是极其极其的丰盛隆重的。
And let's not forget, they didn't have any gas stove,
那我们还别忘了，那个时候还没有煤气灶。
no microwave,
也没有这个微波炉，
no oven,
也没有烤箱，
no wok,
也没有这个铁锅，
no stainless steel pots,
也没有不锈钢的
everything was cooked naturally,
盆。
just on wood stuff, wood cooking.
所以都是用木材生火做饭的，就是那么简单的这个厨房的设
And
施。
cardung.
还有就是要用这个牛粪生火做
So,
饭。
how they managed to cook, and this is the same even today, cooking at the Jagannath Temple, they use the same method.
那直到今天也是这样的，在 Jagannath 庙呢，他们现在还是沿用了几百年前的这种方式来做饭的。
If you look at the, Lord Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan, how Mother Yashoda used to cook every day for Krishna, and Radharani used to cook every day for Krishna. They didn't have any of the facilities that we have today.
那我们看一看，在这5000年之前，在文达文的逍遥时光里，亚瑟的妈妈每天要为 Krishna 做饭，还有 Radharani 每天也要做饭。那个时候，他们的这个做饭的这个设备，那跟我们现在完全是不同的。我们现在用的这种便捷的设施，他们是完全没有的。
So they cooked this amazing amount of prasadam in terms of quantity and in terms of quality.
所以说呢，他在这么短的这个时间就做出了不可思议的丰盛的这个 prasadam，无论是从量上面呢，还是从质量上，都是无与伦比的。
Now, there's a whole description coming now with every detail of every dishes that Salvatacharya's wife cooked.
那这里呢就谈到了，就是就是 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的这个妻子做的每一道菜都是怎么样的，描述的很细。
And Prabhupada explains the reason why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes to those details because he himself is a cook.
就是在药旨当中呢，Srila Prabhupada 他就是解释了 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 为什么能够那么细的去描述每一道菜的做法。那是因为他自己就本身就是一个非常精湛的厨师。
So when you are a cook, even if you are a learned scholar, you can't help yourself. You have to talk about cooking.
就是说你是一个，只要你是一个非常出色的那个厨师，哪怕是你是一位非常博学的一位学者的话，你也会忍不住要去讲这个烹饪的这个话题。
Just like our dear Korma Prabhu,
就好像我们亲爱的 Korma Prabhu 一样
who is a famous ISKCON cook.
他是 ISKCON 当中屈指可数的非常著名的大厨。
He is also a great scholar.
他同时呢也是一位非常伟大的学者。
So whenever he gives class, all his analogies are back in the kitchen.
所以说呢，他每一次讲课的时候，他总是喜欢用很多的类比，每一次用的这个类比都是跟厨房有关的。
And also here in Mayapur, Bhaktivedya Purna Swami, who is an expert cook, every analogy is about cooking.
那就是在这里，在 Mayapur 也是这样的。Bhaktivedya Purna Swami, 我们也知道， 他是一位非常博学的奉献者。那他在讲课的这个过程当中，只要一用到比喻啊或者类比啊，那肯定就是会要用这个跟厨房有关的，还有跟烹饪有关的这些例子。
We can't go through all the names because they're very technical, and these dishes don't even exist anymore.
那这些菜呢，里面有很多术语，很多原料，我们可能都现在都没有了，或者说我们都不知道。还有这些菜，它现在也没有传下来，所以也不知道那些菜到底是叫什么。
But the fact is that it is remarkable to see the variety of dishes out of very simple ingredients.
那么在这里呢，有一个要点我们是可以关注的，就是它虽然用的是非常简单的一些原料，但是却做出了如此丰富的食物。
And the spices that are being used, and also importantly, the variety of what is sweet, what is sour, what is spicy.All the different tastes that are found in the cooking.
还有就是说，你会看到他在里面用的各种各样的香料。那他做的这些菜可以说是五味俱全，酸的呀，甜的呀，辣的呀，这些，就是所有的这些味道全部都有。
Now another aspect of receiving a guest in one's home, and which is actually the most important part, is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would agree to eat in someone's home because they were Brahmanas. And Brahmanas means they worship deities.
那还有一个关于邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到家里面来用餐的一个原则，就是我们在这里看到Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他只愿意去婆罗门的家中去用餐。是为什么呢？因为婆罗门他们一定是崇拜神像的，所以他们所做的所有的饭做完了之后一定是供奉过的，所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 才会接受。
Normally Brahmanas worship Shalagram Shila.
那一般来说，这个婆罗门都是崇拜 Shalagram Shila 的居士的。
And everything they cook is offered to the Shalagram Shila.
然后呢，他们做的所有的这些食物都要供奉给 Shalagram Shila.
But there are also Brahmanas who worship Radha Krishna, or worship Lakshmi Narayan, or worship Nrisimhadev.
但是呢，也有一些婆罗门，他们是供奉崇拜这个 Radha。Krishna 或者是 Lakshmi Narayana， 就是幸运女神和 Narayana， 或者是崇拜主女神和 Dev。
So when we go to a devotee's home for prasadam, it's not just, oh, let's go and have a good time and sit around the table and chew on boiled peanuts. We should do it with the intention that, yes, at that particular home, the prasadam is excellent because the devotees offer to their deities with love and devotion.
所以呢，当我们受到这个邀请到奉献者家中荣耀普沙兰的时候，一定要有这样的一个清醒的一个意识，就是说我们去那里不是说大家坐在一起小小坐一会儿，闲聊几句，谈东论西而已。或者一边吃着这个煮花生，而是要非常清楚这些 prasadam 是奉献者精心做出来的，而且是认真的供奉给神像的，以爱心以份爱之情去供奉过神像的。
So we should, this is a very important principle, that the house should always be clean, what we offer is has to always be offered with devotionWe have to make sure that in our home we keep a little altar with pictures of deities or deities directly.
所以说呢，就是有这么几个原则。一个呢，就是说你这个家里一定要非常非常的干净，一尘不染。然后第二个就是你一定要就是去以奉献和爱的这个情感，就是以奉爱之心去供奉你的这个食物。And the third is And the third one
should the house should be clean.
Yeah, yes, I said that.
So, together with the lunch that the Bhattacharya's wife cooked, there was also Mahaprasadam from the Jagannath temple.
我刚才漏了一个，就是说，所以你在家里面一定要有神像，的照片，或者直接的有这个神像来供奉的。那么在这里就是讲到了，在萨拉邦巴巴特查尔家中的这个午餐呢，它是不仅仅是他做出来的，还有来自于扎格纳庙、扎格纳神像的这个玛哈普扎。
So, you know, receiving Lord Chaitanya to your home, it's not a small affair, it's a big thing.
那就是。你邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到家里面来荣耀普山王，这不是一件轻描淡写的小事啊，那是一个非常重大的一个邀请。
So there is a way to receive people.
所以你怎么去接待客人，这是非常的重要的，它有一定的方法。
Even in China, when people receive guests, they have a whole protocol how they receive them.
所以在中国的话，我们也非常讲究待客之道。
So, Lord Chaitanya comes to the house and Sababa Tacharya washes his feet. This is the first thing when you receive a guest.
那么就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到了 Sababa Tacharya 的家中。Sababa Tacharya 呢，先清洗了组的莲花组，这个是对客人的第一道表示欢迎的仪式。
Three things that you should offer someone who comes to your home.
就是如果有人到你家来的话，你至少要给予三件东西。
You wash their feet.
第一个就是沐浴他的双足。
You offer them a seat.
给他让座。
And you offer them a glass of water.
然后给他一杯水。
Now, if you can't do any of these,
如果这三个你都做不到的话呢
？At least you should have some sweet words to say.
至少呢，你要说一些非常优美的话来许愿你的客人。
It's customary in India when you receive a sannyasi or you receive a great personality, you wash their feet.
所以在印度就一直还保持着这样的一个传统。如果你邀请一个非常伟大重要的人物到你家里来，或者是邀请一个 sannyasi 托钵僧到你家里来，你首先要给他沐浴洗濯他的双足。
And when Lord Chaitanya saw the arrangement for the prasadam, he was amazed.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看到的这么丰盛的这个午餐已经准备好了，他感到非常的吃惊。
He says, "This is most uncommon. How was this arrangement of rice and vegetables finished within 6 hours?"
他说这太不同寻常了，怎么可能在六个小时之内就做出了这么多的饭菜呢？
Even 100 men cooking on 100 stoves could not possibly finish to cook all this preparation within a short time.
他说，在这么短的这个时间里，哪怕是100个人在100个灶上面做饭，也不可能做出所有的这些饭菜。
Lord Chaitanya's astonishment is in the capacity of devotees to please Krishna.
实际上是奉献者去取悦主，去悦至尊主的这种能力让他感到吃惊。
And what Lord Chaitanya is thinking is that, wow, Krishna is being given a beautiful lunch to offer.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他现在心里想的是，哦，这个午餐 Krishna 他接受到了这么美妙的一顿供奉，那么丰盛的宴席。
He's not thinking, oh, this is all for me.
他当时他不是马上就想的，哦，这些都是做给我吃的。
He's thinking about how much devotion you have for your home deity.
他当时让他感到震惊的是，就是这个家里的主人对他们家里的这个神像有那么多的爱。
And because he saw that there were tulsi leaves on top of the dishes, he understood it has already been offered.
那么因为他在这个食物的上面看到了这个tulsi叶子，所以他就明白他所有的这些食物都是先供奉过的。
So it's not like sometimes you walk into people's home when you are invited for a meal, and then when you walk in, you can smell the cooking from the kitchen. Say, "Oh, this smells delicious. I'm hungry."
所以你不能这样到一个人家里面，然后门一开就闻到了厨房。 飘出来的这个饭菜的香味，然后你马上就说：“哎呀，真是太香了，我饿极了。”你不能这样。
No, it's not like that. Lord Chaitanya was saying, "You are so fortunate. Your endeavor is successful. You have offered such a wonderful food to Radha and Krishna."
前段时间马哈巴布在这里说的是：“你太幸运了，你的努力终于获得了回报和成功啊！那你给 Radha 和 Krishna 供奉了。”那么丰盛的饭菜。
And he began to glorify all the different dishes and the smell.
他就开始荣耀每一道菜，以及它的这个色香味。
So his senses, the sense of smell and the sight, he's thinking, oh, Krishna must have so much enjoyed your cooking.
那看到这个饭菜的色香味呢，他立刻就联想到了，哦，Krishna一定是非常非常爱吃你所供奉的这些美食。
And then he's saying, you know, you're so fortunate to have this opportunity to cook for your deities, and I am fortunate to get a little bit of remnants.
啊，所以他就想呢，你那么的幸运能够给你的神像供奉这样丰盛的宴席。那我也非常的幸运，因为我能够享受到剩下来的一点赞。
So there are three things when it comes to prasadam.
所以呢，说到这个 prasadam 呢，就是非常的重要，有三个方面。
There is prasadam.
第一个是 prasadam.
And then there is mahaprasadam.
还有这个 mahaprasadam.
And then there is mahamahaprasadam.
还有 mahamahaprasadam.
So prasadam is what has been offered to Krishna.
那什么叫 prasadam 呢？它指的是供奉给 Krishna 之后的这个食物。
And mahaprasadam is what has been offered to Krishna that we only take in small portions.
那什么叫 mahaprasadam 呢？是指的是用供奉 Krishna 的碗碟装的那点点的食物，直接上神坛供奉后的。
And mahamahaprasadam is the prasadam that's been offered to Krishna.And it's left by the devotees.
After eating.
Yes.
那就是说到的 Maha Maha Prasadam 呢，意思就是说，奉献者荣耀之后，荣耀过剩下来的这个 Prasadam。
So it doesn't mean that devotees should leave half of the Prasadam on their plate for you to finish. It means the spiritual master.Or the senior devotees, advanced Vaishnavas may leave something on the plate for the devotees to take as mahaprasadam.
但这并不是说哪个奉献者就要把这个 prasadam 吃了就剩下一半，然后给别的奉献者去分享。那我们在这里说的 mahaprasadam 的意思就是说，比如说 guru 啊 ，sannyasi 或者是非常年长的这个资深的奉献者。他们荣耀完这个 prasadam 之后，剩下来那么一点点给留给奉献者，其他的奉献者，这个叫 mahaprasadam。
Prabhupada says we should not leave anything on the plate。
那沙巴巴他说呢，我们不要在盘子里剩饭。
And we have to be transcendental and eat everything. But the idea is that if you are a very excellent cook, devotees would not leave anything at all.
那就是说呢，我们要有这样一种超然的知觉，要把所有的 prasadam 呢都荣耀得干干净净。那这里还有一个含义，就是说奉献者就应该要成为非常精湛的高超的这个厨师，然后做出来的这个饭菜就可以让荣耀的奉献者们可以一扫而空，一点都不剩。
So Sambhattacharya replies to Lord Chaitanya. He says, "My dear Lord,By the grace of the deities, we didn't have to work very hard in preparing this big lunch.
那萨拉巴玛巴塔恰尔就回答齐坦塔马哈帕布说呢，他说，急着这个神像的恩典，仁慈，我们呢做出这么大一顿饭菜，其实几乎是不费吹灰之力。
So.Lord Chaitanya is invited to sit down.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就受到邀请，请他坐下来。
And he wants to make sure that now that you have offered everything to Krishna, everything has to be transferred. I cannot eat from Krishna's plate. You have to transfer everything.
然后第二天呢，他就要确保说所有的食物供奉之后，要把它再转到就是他们就是他所吃的这个盘子里面，不能说直接 从 Krishna 的那个盆子或者是碗里面去吃。
So Prabhupada says, whatever you use for Krishna should not use for anything else or anyone else.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada他就是说，你给 Krishna 所供奉的用的这些物品呢，必须是专用的，不能让其他人再碰再用。
And whatever is being used by the spiritual master should not be used by anyone else.
那灵性导师用的这个东西，其他人也不能随便的用。
And Prabhupada says devotees should be very careful about this.
那Srila Prabhupada就说呢，这一点奉献者应当是非常的小心的。
So the prasadam and the sitting place are very sacred.
还有一个就是 prasadam 本身，还有这个客人坐的这个位置是非常的神圣的。
Salvatacharya is thinking Lord Chaitanya is the supreme lord, so it doesn't really matter whether he eats from Krishna's plate or Krishna's sitting place, but no, there is a difference.
那这个 Salvatacharya 他这么想，他说他心里想起他娘马哈帕布不就是至尊人格首神吗？所以说他即使从 Krishna 的盘子里面直接的吃，或者是坐在 Krishna 荣耀的这个地方也没有什么不对的。但是这里其实是的确有区别。
So, Lord Chaitanya recite this verse, Svayo payukta shraga ganda vasolankara charchita uchista bodjino dasa stavamayam jayenahi.My dear Lord, the garland, the scented substances, the garments, the ornaments, and other such things that have been offered to you may later be used by your servants. By partaking of these things and eating the remnants of food you left, we will be able to conquer the illusory energy.
然后呢，这里他就说了一段话，他说，亲爱的主啊，花环还有供奉过的芳香物品、服装、首饰以及其他的东西，只要是供奉过您的之后，就可以被您的仆人所使用。使用了这些物品，吃了您所吃剩下的这些食物，我们就可以征服虚幻的能量。
So, Prabhupada explains that, in the Krishna consciousness movement, we learn to use everything in Krishna's service.
那在Srila Prabhupada在要旨当中说呢，在这 Krishna 知觉运动当中，我们就学会了怎么样把一切都用来为 Krishna 做服务。
And he mentions that the chanting of the holy name, the taking of prasadam, and hearing about Krishna are the most important.
然后他讲到有三点是非常重要的，一个是唱诵主的圣名，还有是荣耀 prasadam, 还有一个是讨论有关 Krishna 的话题哲学。
And if we follow these three activities nicely, then we can conquer the illusory energy of Maya.
如果这三件事情能够非常认真的去做的话，那就一定能够征服Maya, 虚幻的物质能量。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the amount of prasadam and he thought it's not possible to eat everything.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，看到这个饭菜那么多，然后呢，他就想把所有的这些吃完，这是不可能的。
And Salavatacharya doesn't look at him as a sannyasi who is very strict. He's thinking, you are the Supreme Lord. He says, this is nothing for you.You eat 52 times a day, and each time you eat hundreds of buckets filled with prasadam. He looks at him, you are not different than Krishna. I know how much you can eat.
那么就是在萨拉波玛巴塔加尔的家中，铁塔尼亚马哈帕布不是一个如此的这个恪守原则，三亚西原则那么严格的一个三亚西托波森，在他的心目中，主持他念马哈帕布呢就是至尊人格守神，所以说呢，他就是说了，他说不管怎么样啊，你在这个加甘纳普里，你一天要吃52次呢，而且每一次你都要吃上好几百桶的这个 prasadam， 所以这一点对你来说根本算不上什么。
And in Dwarka.You keep 16,108 wives in 16,108 palaces.
然后他说在杜尔卡你有16108个宫殿然后呢里面有16108位王后嫔妃。
In Vrindavan, you also have your father's elder brothers, your father's younger brothers, your maternal uncle, husband, your father's sister, and all the coward men. They are also coward boyfriend, and you eat twice a day, morning and evening, in the house of each one of them.
然后呢，他说你在这个Vrindavan 呢，你还有那么多亲戚，像你父亲的就是哥哥，也或者就是说你有这个叔伯呀，然后呢还有舅舅呀，然后还有姑姑呀，还有这么多的牧牛人，那你这么多牧牛童的这个伙伴，你一天要吃上两顿早上和晚上，你可以在每一家人当中挨个的去吃。
So, in other words, Samvatacharya is relating to Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord who is performing pastimes everywhere with all his devotees and everywhere he's taking prasadam.
所以呢，就是，萨巴波玛嘛，他巴塔切尔就在里面描述了这样的一个事情，就是说，其实杰塔涅马哈法布就是自尊人格首现，他就是一直在和奉献者们在一起联谊，有着这个超然的逍遥时光的，他去到每一个奉献者的家里面去荣耀菩萨的。
And then he mentions how much he is eating at Govardhan Hill.
然后他接下来就是指出说，你在这个。戈瓦丹山上面又吃了那么多的食物。
So compared to all these pastimes where Krishna eats so much, then whatever is presented to Lord Chaitanya is just a little bit.
所以呢，他想，就跟 Krishna 在他的逍遥时光里荣耀了这么多菩萨丹相比，现在他给 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所准备的这些食物，那真是少之又少了。
So, Prabhupada mentions that sannyasis are engaged in what is known as madhukari.
那就是说，爸爸在要旨中解释呢，sannyasi 托钵僧呢，就好比是 madhukari。
Madhukari means honey collecting bee.
那么什么叫 madhukari 呢？就是蜜蜂，专门采蜜的那些蜜蜂。
So the bees, they go from one flower to another and they take a little bit of pollen.
那就是这个蜜蜂呢，在花丛中飞舞，它从一朵花呢飞到另外一朵花，在每朵花上面呢都会吸一些蜂，就是花粉、蜂
So
蜜。
this is the position of sannyasis. They just go door to door and just ask for a little bit of prasadam.
所以呢，这个托钵僧也是这样的，他们就挨家逐户的，相当于是一种乞讨。那么每家人都会给他一些食物，就是一种化缘。
So in proportion to what Krishna eats everywhere, then it is normal for Salvatacharya to consider his huge lunch as madhukari. You only come to eat a little bit from my home.
所以呢，萨巴波玛巴塔切尔的意思就是说，主持人他马哈帕布就是 Krishna，他在别的地方去了那么多的地方，荣耀了这么多的布施呢，那他今天到他的这个家里来，跟之前的那个量相比，他现在虽然是那么丰盛的一顿午餐，但是从量来说呢，就好比他还只是其他的马哈布只是一个 madhukari，就是他只是到他这里来，给了他那一点点食物而已。
So first, Lord Chaitanya was served with the Mahaprasadam from Lord Jagannath.
那所以呢，首先他们给其他的马哈布奉上的是 Jagannath 庙里的 Mahaprasadam。
If devotees come back from the Holy Dham with Mahaprasadam back to China, they should give it to the devotees first.
那如果说呢，奉献者从这个圣地回来，回到中国，那他们从圣地带来的这个 Mahaprasadam 呢，首先就要给奉献者。
Okay, so now we begin the story of what is going to happen.
那现在我们要看接下来发生了什么事情。
Sabha Bhattacharya, he had a son-in-law. His name was Amoga.
Sala Bhavachara 他有一个女婿，这个女婿的名字叫 Amoga。
Amoga was married to Salabhatacharya's daughter.
那这个 Amoga 呢，就娶了 Sala Bhavachara 的女儿。
And Amoga was born in an aristocratic Brahmin family.
Amoga 呢，他是出生在一个非常高贵的婆罗门家里，就是
But
贵族。
he had one defect.
但是他有一个毛病。
He was a fault finder.
他就喜欢吹毛求疵，找别人的毛病，挑
He
毛病。
was always looking for mistakes in people.
他总是找别人身上的错。
So, Salvatacharya knew this.
那巴拉巴塔恰尔是非常了解这一点的。
And this is why he had built rooms in such a way that Amoga could not enter the house.
所以呢，他就是给家里面单独呢，就造出这么一个单独的房间，不让这个 Amoga 进来，就是让其他的马哈巴布在里面。
And Amoga knew that Lord Chaitanya was taking prasadam at the house and he wanted to go and see.
那 Amoga 呢，他就知道其他的马哈巴布来荣耀不是要他了，所以他就想去看看。
But Salvatacharya was standing at the door of the house with a stick in his hand to make sure Amoga doesn't come.
但是呢，三娃爸爸把他家人的手里就拿了一根棍子，就守在那个房间的门口，不让阿摩格靠近。
But then the Bhattacharya's wife asked him to give something to Lord Chaitanya, and Amoga walked in.
那么后来呢，就是巴塔加尔的妻子让巴塔加尔去取件东西给那个切塔涅马哈帕布。那趁这个时候呢，阿摩格就进了这个房间。
And as soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya with all this prasadam in front of him, he said, "This much food is sufficient to satisfy 10 or 12 men." But this sannyasi alone is eating so much.
那他一看到其他涅马哈婆婆的面前放了那么多道饭菜，他立刻就说了：“这么多的食物足够10个人到12个人吃了，可是这个 sannyasi 托钵僧一个人居然在吃这么多东西。
”There are, videos and pictures of Prabhupada sitting because Prabhupada used to always eat on his own.
那就是 Srila Prabhupada 他也是有这样的一个习惯，通常他荣耀不上来的时候都是一个人的。
But that's the occasion where Prabhupada did not mind when the devotee took photos or even filmed him.
也有这个偶然的这个情况，就是在他荣耀不上来的时候，他允许奉献者能够拍照片或者是拍录像。
And especially on his Vyasa Puja day, devotees would cook hundreds of preparations for Prabhupada.
特别是在他的这个 Vyasa Puja 的那一天的时候，奉献者呢就会为就是 Srila Prabhupada 做上几百道菜。
And you can see Prabhupada taking a little pinch of this and a little pinch of that.
然后你在那个视频上就可以看到呢，这么多的菜放在他的面前，他每一样就取那么一点点。
And there is nothing more beautiful than to see Prabhupada taking prasadam.
那看是巴布帕荣耀普沙达，那真是无上的享受，实在是太美了。
And there is a video where you see Prabhupada sitting in a room, and he was just about to receive some reporters, but he wanted to eat before that. This is on the videos, Prabhupada pastime. And you see Prabhupada is given a big silver plate with big silver bowls, and Prabhupada is having some fruit. And then after that, the reporter says, "Why are you giving such an opulent plate?"
那就是有一个视频是这样的，就是拍的就是是施乐帕布法荣耀一些水果。那这个正好是在见那个记者之前，他要就是荣耀完了，他要见一个记者。然后呢？但是这个之前这一段也都拍下来了。那这个时候，奉献者就给施了帕帕一个非常大的银盘子，纯银的盘子，上面有一些大的银碗，然后里面放着水果。然后呢，帕帕荣耀。那这个时候，那个记者就来了，记者就指着那个盘子说：“你们为什么给他这么豪华的这个盘子吃饭？”
帕帕 says, "Because I know that."
这么大的盘。
帕帕 says, "Because I know that you are envious."
然后帕帕他说：“我知道你心里很妒忌。”
And the reporter did just get quiet.
然后这个记者就马上就闭嘴了。
So sometimes we don't understand these things, and people will criticize.
所以呢，有的时候别人看到这种情形，可能就会批评。
But the Krishna consciousness movement has one big reputation in the world, and that's the glories of cooking and distributing prasadam.
那，就是 Krishna 知觉在全世界是享福盛誉的，就是在这个。享有盛誉的，就是他在这个 prasada 的这个烹饪，还有大量的派法这方
So
面
Amoga,
是非常闻名于世的。
Amoga had this opportunity to walk in, see Lord Chaitanya, criticize him, and within one moment, Sarvabhautacharya saw him, and Amoga ran away.
那就是像这个，爸爸把他差点离开的那一小会儿啊，Morgan 呢就趁机溜了进去。他看到了，其他的马哈卡夫在荣耀，这么多的饭菜，这么多的 prasadam，然后他立刻就批评他了。就在这个时候，三巴爸爸把他差点就回来了。然后呢，Morgan 呢，他立刻就一溜烟的就跑了。
So imagine Lord Chaitanya is taking prasadam very peacefully, and Sarvabhautacharya, who is an elderly man, is running down the street after Amoga with a stick, trying
所
to
以你
hit
想
him.
想，这边呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 正在荣耀午餐，那边呢，这个 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢，手里面就拿着一根棍子，在追着 Amoga 他的女婿后边跑，要打他，在大街上。
And Amoga is much younger, so he runs faster, so the old man cannot catch him.
那 Amoga 呢，他年轻，所以他跑得特别的快，然后Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 年纪大了，就赶不上他。
So Sarvabhautacharya started to call him bad names.
那 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就开始骂他。
And when he came back to the house, Lord Chaitanya was laughing.
他回来之后呢，齐天大马哈巴布看到他就哈哈大笑。
But when his wife, she heard what happened, she started to beat her chest because she felt so offended.
那么当就是，他的妻子听说了这个事件之后呢，他立刻的就是难受的就捶起自己的头和胸口，他一次一次的就觉得，就是这是一个非常非常大的一个冒犯。
And she said, "Let Sati become a widow." In other words, "Let my daughter become a widow," meaning, "I hope this man's gonna die."
所以呢，他接下来就说了一句话，他就说：“就让沙提守寡吧。”意思就是说呢，他其实就是在说，就让这个女婿死了算了。
So Sarvabhautacharya and his wife were completely devastated. Because they felt that now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very highly offended and the whole house was being contaminated by the presence of Amoga.
那这个 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢，和他的妻子呢，就是难受极了，简直都绝望了，因为他们觉得他们把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 邀请过来，但是却发生了这样的一件事情。那就是说，主席他家马哈帕布一定是受到了极大的侮辱和冒犯了，他就再也不会祝福这个家了。
But Lord Chaitanya was, you know, he was very passive. He was enjoying his prasadam. He didn't pay much attention.
其实，但是且他家马哈帕布呢，就好像什么事儿都没发生那样的，还是在若无其事的安静的荣耀这个菩萨呢。
And after the lunch was finished, the Bhattacharya, offered water for Lord Chaitanya to wash his mouth, to wash his hand, to wash his legs. He offered him some sweet spices, some tulsi leaves, and then allowed him to take some rest.
那么在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 荣耀完菩萨的之后呢，就是 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就给了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一些水来漱口啊、洗手啊、洗足啊，然后之后又给了他一些用香料，香料制作后的一些那个。就是小甜品，然后呢，还给了他一些 tulsi 的叶子，然后之后，让他就寝，就是就休息。
He offered him a flower garland. He offered him sandalwood paste. He offered him his obeisances. He followed the whole etiquette, how to receive a guest properly.
然后呢， Bhattacharya 呢，他接下来就给 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 供奉上了这个花环，然后呢，用这个檀香浆抹在他的身上，向他顶拜。那换句话说，就是 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他是完全是按照一个非常严谨的待客之道来对待他的这个贵客 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
So just like in Chinese culture, there's a whole protocol how you receive a guest.How you feed a guest, how you treat a guest, and how you finish the invitation, how you let them go.
那就好像是在儒家的这个文化里面，怎么样去接待客人，怎么样请客人吃饭，又是吃完饭之后，又是怎样照顾他休息，怎么样对待他，这是整套它都是非常的有讲究的，这是一种礼仪然后又怎么样结束的。
But in this situation, Sarvabhattacharya also needed to offer some apology.
那么在这一次的这个邀请当中呢 ，Sarvabhattacharya 呢，他就还得要增加一点，就是要对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 致歉。
So he's begging Lord Chaitanya for forgiveness because he invited him to his home, and then Lord Chaitanya got insulted.
那就是说呢，他觉得他把齐塔尼亚马哈帕布邀请到家里来，但是却让他受到了这个侮辱，所以这一点呢，他必须得要道歉。
But Lord Chaitanya did not take any offense because he thought what Amoga said is actually correct, so it's not an offense.
所以呢，齐塔尼亚马哈帕布呢，他并不觉得这是一个冒犯，因为他说这个 Amoga 说的没有错。所以并不是一个冒犯。
So Lord Chaitanya left and then he went back to his home.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就离开了，然后回了自己的家。
You want a drink? And Sarvabhattacharya just kept apologizing all the time.
那 Sarvabhattacharya 呢，就一连声的在道歉。
So when Lord Chaitanya had left, Sarvabhattacharya sat down with his wife.And they started to discuss the situation.
那当那个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开他们家之后呢 ，Sarvabhattacharya 就跟他的妻子坐下来讨论这件事情。
They did not want to show it externally, but internally they were very, very, very upset.
那他们外表上并不想太表现他们的愤怒，但是内心里面是极其极其。愤怒的按耐不下这个怒火。
Because for them, to it's not about come to my home and create problems, is insult a devotee.
所以这并不仅仅是哪个人跑到家里面来制造这个麻烦，闹事儿。最关键的还是说你侮辱了和冒犯了一个奉献者。
So they were thinking that.If somebody offends Lord Chaitanya, then if that person dies, then the sinful reaction will be removed.
然后他就说呢，这样子，冒犯了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的人，如果能够死了，那么这个罪恶呢，也就可以被消除了。
And as a matter of fact, if you insult or if you offend a Vaishnava, this can literally be.The end of your spiritual life.
换句话说，其实当你侮辱了一个 Vaishnava 奉献者的话，这其实就是意味着你的灵性生命已经到此终止了。
This is why it's the very first offense to avoid while chanting the holy name of Krishna.
这就是为什么在我们的冒犯圣名的十诫的第一条就是冒犯亵渎。一生传扬主圣名的奉献者。
And Krishna says that he will tolerate offenses made to him, but Krishna will not tolerate offenses made to his devotees.
那 Krishna 他也亲口说过这样的话，他可以容忍对他本人的冒犯，但是他绝对不能容忍对他的奉献者的冒犯。
So there were two options.
所以在这里有两个选择。
Either Amoga has to die.
要不就是 Amoga, 就是 Amoga 死掉。
Or I give up, the Sarvabhattacharya says, or I give up my life.
或者 Sarvabhattacharya 就是说还有一个选择就是说我自杀。
But this behavior is not acceptable.
这样的行为不能被接受。
And not only that, but Salvatacharya says, I'd never want to see this man again. In other words, this is the end. He said, even if my daughter has to become a widow and never be married again to this man, I don't mind.
那 Salvatacharya 呢就是说呢这个人的脸我再也不想见了。就是哪怕是我的女儿接下来要一直守寡一辈子我也不想见她。
So,
我也不希望她能跟这样的丈夫在一起。
He tells his wife, you can tell our daughter Sati to give up the relationship with this man because if this man is an offender, she has the duty to give him up.
嗯，那然后他就对自己的妻子说，他说你告诉我们的女儿沙提，告诉她就是说她的丈夫是一个大的冒犯者，所以既然做了这么大的冒犯的话，她就应该放弃跟她丈夫的这种夫妻关系，这没有什么。
Now this opens up a whole conversation about relationship between husband and wife.
那么这样呢，就是从这一点上就展开了有关于夫妻之间的这种关系的一个很大的话题。
Which is becoming a big topic in our Chinese yatra.
现在在我们中国的这个地区，中国的 yatra 呢，这个已经成了一个非常大的一个话题。
Not that the husband is offensive.
并不是说这个丈夫有多么的冒犯。
But oftentimes we have devotees who join Krishna consciousness in our Chinese yatra, and they have a husband who is not either favorable or not supportive or not interested in Krishna consciousness.
就是我们有好多那个曼特吉女的奉献者，他们加入了之后呢，他们的这个丈夫却没有表示。同样的这种兴趣或者也不是不支持甚至是反对的。
And there are other situations where you have a husband and wife who are both devotees, and then either one will give up Krishna consciousness.
还有一种情况就是夫妻两个他们都加入了 Krishna 知觉的，但是一段时间之后他们两人之中的一个就放弃了灵修，不再修习布施的职责。
So this is an ongoing topic and quite an important subject of conversation.
所以呢，这个话题呢，其实就是一直是在讨论之中。
Because oftentimes devotees don't know what to do.
因为很多时候，如果这样的事情，要去面对的话，奉献者根本就不知道该怎么做。
So here, Salvatacharya says.When the husband is fallen, one's relationship should not continue.
那在这里，萨巴波玛巴塔恰拉他说，如果是一个丈夫非常堕落的话呢，就应该要放弃和他之间的关系。
So that particular night, Amoga, who had run away from Salvatacharya, started to get very sick.
就是那天晚上呢，就是 Amoga， 就是他从 Savabhama Bhattacharya 家里面逃走之后，晚上就病得很重。
And he got cholera.
就得了这个霍乱。
Yes, you know cholera?
霍乱。
It's not a stomach problem.
I know, 就得了霍乱。
Right? You die from cholera.
就是得这个霍乱人会死的。
And when the Bhattacharya found out that Amoga had cholera, he thought this is the punishment.
那 Bhattacharya 听说了这个 Amoga 得了霍乱之后呢，这个他就说啊，这个真的是遭到了惩罚了。
When one offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karma immediately takes effect.
当一个人冒犯了至尊人格守神的时候，这个业报呢立刻就会生效。业报反应立刻生效。
So there are two ways to look at this.
那现在有两个可以从两个角度来看。
The Bhattacharya was thinking Amoga insulted the Supreme Lord.
一方面呢，Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 在想是他的女婿 Amoga 冒犯了至尊人格守神。
But he also insulted the sannyasi.
但是与此同时，他其实又也冒犯了一位
sannyasi。So the offense is even bigger.
所以说呢，这两项加起来，他这个冒犯比一般的冒犯还要大。
So for him, if Amoga is dying from cholera, it means that the punishment comes very quickly.
所以说呢，在他看来，如果是 Amoga 就这样得了霍乱，就一下子死去的话呢，就说明那这个业报的这个反应呢，很快就降临在他身上了，也就是说他得到了很快的，就是迅速的惩罚。
And he quotes from the scriptures.
然后他就引用了这个经典。
Ayush triyam yaso dharmam lokan asisa evacha anti shreyam si sarvani kumsho mahat akitkrama. When a person mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions, and good fortune all destroyed.
在这里就是说到了，如果一个人他虐待了一位伟大的奉献者的话，他的寿命、财富、名誉、宗教，他所拥有的财富，他的好运也都被毁灭殆尽了。
So this is referring to how Kamsa was killing all the newborn child of Mother Devaki.
那这就让我们联想到了，就是 Kamsa 把 Devaki 生下的所有的这些新生的婴儿一个一个杀死的。
That ultimately Kamsa was destroyed and he lost everything.
那就是最后呢 ，Kamsa 呢，他就是只有一条死路，然后他也失去了所有的一切。
So.Now what will happen?
那现在接下来会发生什么呢
？Something amazing will take place.
接下来发生的这件事情呢，极其让人不可思议。
And we will find out next week.
那我们下周的时候来讲下面发生的事情。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. But you need to explain what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said about giving up.Relationship is that also an effective instruction for us?
Let's see. Then I'll talk about.
那我来讲一下，就是一个问题，就是刚才不是说到了Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 不是说吗？如果说哪个人冒犯了的话，那你就应该放弃跟他之间的关系。那在他的女儿的这个情形下，就是必须得要断绝和她丈夫的这种夫妻关系，那这样的一句话到底对于我们奉献者来说也是具有指导意义的吗
？Yes.
Yes.
Are there any questions? No.
No, not yet.
What did she write here?
I want to invite you. So Mukhi Radha 想邀请 Radha Charan 婆婆。
So, free and easy. What did she say?
Free and easy. We all want to invite you, meaning invite you for Prashanna because you said you don't get invitation.
Yeah, well, you have to send me the menu first.
好的，陈法不说，先把菜单发来，我看一下。Actually, everyone wants to have the opportunity to learn from you and learn from your cooking.
Okay. So the question is, Krishna Premi?
Yeah, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya statement about giving up to relationship with someone who is an offender, in this case, your husband.
Well, there are two ways to look at it.
那就是我刚才回答我刚才的这个问题，就是有两个角度来看。
Because there are cases where we find in our yatra that devotees can easily give up a relationship.
一方面，我们在我们的这个 yatra 当中，就是看到好像奉献者就随便就放弃了。一种夫妻关系，换句话说就是离婚非常的常见。
And when we ask them why, they say because he is not a devotee.
那我们问奉献者的时候哈，往往是女奉献者，她就说因为我丈夫不修习、不修行、不修行。
But that's not a good enough reason.
但是这个理由就不够好了，不够充分。
Because we have duties and responsibilities. responsibilities for family life.
我们每一个人在家庭当中都是有责任的。
We made a choice to get married before we joined Krishna consciousness.
我们是在，就是在加入 Krishna 知觉之前，我们就自己做的这个决定和这个人结婚的。
And when we made that choice, we also decided to become a devotee without the rest of the family.
Excuse me, I was in the middle.
When we made the choice, we did it without the rest of the family.
那就是。Did with the rest of the family?
We decided to become devotees without the rest of the family.
Okay, without. 那就是说，我们其实在做这个奉献者的时候呢，其实就是独立做出的一个决定，也没有把这个家里其他的人考虑在内。
So we have to bear the consequences of this.
所以说呢，这样的一个行动，既然你做出的一个决定，它一定就会有一定的结果产生，所以这个是你要接受的一个随之而来的一个后果。
And oftentimes you will find the situation is that the husband is either not interested.
所以很多时候你后来就会发现这个丈夫要不就是一点兴趣都没有。
Or doesn't want to have anything to do with spiritual life.
根本就不想灵修。
But the husband can be a very good father to the children.
但是这个丈夫呢，很多时候他又是，一个非常合格的父亲，很好的照顾孩子。
And can be supportive to the wife.
妻子来说也是一个非常好的支持。
And that is actually most of the cases in our yatra.
其实，在我们这个 yatra 中国当中，在中国的奉献者当中，这个是最常见的一种情况。
So it allows the devotee, the mataji, who is married, to practice her Krishna consciousness, knowing that the husband is supportive.
所以说呢，是对于已婚的这个 mataji 奉献者来说，这也是一种非常大的这个支持，因为他。知道，有人在支持了他的这种生活，他就能够安心的去休息 Krishna 知觉了。
So it's not like you have situation where the husband is outright against everything the wife is doing and is very verbally critical of everything.
所以说呢，你也很少碰到这样的一个情况，这个丈夫呢是彻头彻尾的反对 Krishna 知觉，而且呢也口出恶言。就是反对这个 Krishna 知觉。
Because they don't have enough knowledge to be critical about.
因为其实他们对于 Krishna 知觉也没有什么太多的了解，所以也说不上什么，他也没什么可批评的。
So we should not think that we are in the position of a moga where everything has to be given up.
所以呢，我们千万不要以为我们也像这个今天讲的这个逍遥时光里的这个例子一样，好像我们也处在像 Amoga 这样制造的这种情形里面，然后就随便的放弃一种夫妻关系，这是不行的。
Okay. Are there any questions? Oh, there is a question.
And there's a comment that as long as we cook nicely and the husband enjoys the prasada.The relationship between husband and wife is always very good.
Yeah, that's true.
就是前面说到了一个，就是吃好了，夫妻关系就能很好。意思就是说，我们虽然说是 Krishna 知觉，丈夫可能也没什么兴趣，但是如果我们把饭做好了，他吃好了，那两个人的关系还是可以很好的。Free and easy 回答问，李曼老师和翻译，今天早课没听够啊。今早老师说了好多跟菩萨呢有关的话题，在家庭生活中这也是非常重要的。听到您说邀请是需要菜单的，我想我们为家人准备饭菜也需要准备菜单吗？我们到底应该准备家人喜欢的食物，还是准备 Krishna 喜欢的？您喜欢什么样的食物呢？那时候我刚才是开玩笑。Please accept.My humble obeisances. It seems that I haven't had enough of your classes from this morning. This morning you mentioned a lot of topics related to prasadam. I think in our own family life it is also very important. I heard that you said if we need to invite you, we should send the menu first. So I'm thinking thatDo we also have to prepare menus when we prepare food for our family members? What kind of food should we prepare in the family for their favorite food, or just to prepare something Krishna likes? And also, last question is, what kind of food do you like?
Don't worry about me. I'm easily satisfied.
你不用担心我，我不挑剔，我很容易就满足了。
Chinese people have a way of eating certain things and cooking in certain way.
就是中国人呢，他们做饭和吃饭都是有自己的那种习俗的。
Chinese people eat Chinese food.
就是中国人就是吃中国饭。
And all you have to do is to cook excellent Chinese prasadam.
所以呢，最重要的就是你要把这个中国菜做好了。
So it's not very difficult. The main thing is pay attention to details and make sure it's nicely offered to Krishna.
那其实呢，这个并不难。你要注重这个细节啊，就是认真的去做。然后还有很重要的一点就是要确保你做好的这个食物是要供奉过 Krishna 的。OK Smoky Rada 问了一个问题，刚刚 Papu 和 Mataji 的甜美讲课，请问 Papu 是不是妻子如果修得好，丈夫和孩子自然而然就会被影响和带动？ Mataji 的责任太大了，但是现在 Mataji 也要工作，加上照顾家庭和灵修实在是太累了， Mataji 在上一世干了什么坏事才会在这一世这么的艰难呢？thank you for your excellent class. My question is, if the wife is having very good Krishna consciousness practice, does that mean that the husband and your children will automatically be influenced and also got inspired? That means the Mataji's responsibility is very, very big. However, nowadays, most of the Mataji's have to work while at the same time taking care of the family and also spiritual practice Krishna consciousness. The Mataji's tend to be very exhausted with all these big responsibilities. What kind of sinful activities do the Mataji's do in their previous life so that they are set in such kind of situation in this lifetime?
You mean it's a curse?
你觉得那个马太吉现在处在这样的一个处境当中，是前世做了坏事，得到了诅咒吗？
It's not a curse. It's an opportunity to be Krishna conscious.
你不能这么看，这不是一个诅咒，这个实际上是在 Krishna 知觉里面进化的一个得到进步的一个非常重要的机会。
No doubt, it's very difficult to balance out such a lifestyle.
当然了，毫无疑问，这样的一种生活方式要在其中去求得很好的平衡，这一定是非常困难的。
But it's better to have such a burden than to have the burden of being a complete materialist.
那就是说，与其我们在物质世界里面去接受负担大的这个负担，还不如接受我们现在的这样的一个负担。
And there is something that devotees tend to forget.
很多时候奉献者很容易遗忘一点。
If you understand actually how Krishna explains the spirituality to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita,
就是如果你能够记得，就是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里是怎么样向 Arjuna 去解释灵性这两个字的意义的。
Then you will understand that whatever you do as a devotee,is devotional service.
所以呢，如果你能真正的明白这个道理，你就能知道，只要你是一个奉献者，不管你做什么，它就是奉献服务。
Because we have the tendency to separate things. We think reading Prabhupada's book, chanting japa, offering ati to the deities, this is Krishna consciousness. But taking the kids to school and cooking for the husband and having a job, that's not Krishna consciousness.
因为我们喜欢做这样的一种分别，就是觉得哦，看 Prabhupada 的书，japa，然后供奉神像，哦，这个叫做奉献服务。但是如果是把孩子送去上学，给丈夫做饭，然后呢去工作，哦，这些事情就不是奉献服务了。
This is a very big misunderstanding, philosophical misunderstanding.
这个是在哲学上的一个极大的误解。
When you go to work as a devotee, it's devotional service. When you cook for your husband, it's devotional service. When you take the kids to school, it's devotional service.
就是当你是一个奉献者的时候，你去工作，你的工作就是奉献服务。你去为丈夫做饭，你的这个做饭也就是奉献服务。你带孩子上学，这件事情也是奉献服务。
Whatever a devotee does, even if it's engaging in materialistic activities, because it is done by the devotee who is meant to be Krishna conscious, those activities become spiritualized.
那么只要一个人他是奉献者，那他去从事一些看似是俗世当中的一些事物，那因为他内心是一个奉献者，是为了要做奉献服务的，所以呢，这一切也就转换成了奉献服务了。
Because we offer the result to Krishna.
因为，关键在于我们是把这个结果供奉给 Krishna 的。
Taking good care of the husband is a service to Krishna.
好好的照顾自己的丈夫，那就是非常好的对 Krishna 的服务。
Taking care of the children is a service to Krishna.
照顾孩子也是奉献服务。
Even if it's not directly Krishna conscious.
就算不是直接的 Krishna 知觉。
So we have to adjust this mentality that actually everything we do. Jiva Goswami actually explained that all the activities of a devotee, whether it is directly or indirectly related to Krishna, is considered devotional service.
所以说呢，我们必须要调整我们的这个心态。其实 Jiva Goswami 说，一个奉献者做的所有的事情，不管是直接的还是间接的，都是对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
So it's a great sacrifice to be engaged in that way. And if you look at it in terms of devotional service, then you'll see that you are constantly engaged in Krishna's service.
所以呢，的确是做这些所有的这些事情是巨大的一份牺牲。那如果说你做所有的这些事情都能够跟 Krishna 连接在一起，跟 Krishna 知觉连接在一起，那你就要这样去看，你做的所有的这些事情都是奉献服务。Kirtanand Devidasi， 冒犯奉献者生命就到头了，如果不是有意的冒犯呢，那又如何？Because it's mentioned in this pastime that the devotee's life will be destroyed. If someone offends the devotee, then his life is finished. So, what about unconscious offense?
That's different.
就是无意的这个冒犯的话，那就是另外一回事了。
Amoga was very conscious of what he was doing.
Amoga 呢，他实际上是非常知道他自己到底是做了些什么。
In the context of the culture of the time, living in the holy dham, being part of a family of pure Vaishnavas, he was very conscious that his criticism was an offense.
因为他是生活在圣地，而且他又是在一个纯粹的 Vaishnava 奉献者的这个家庭当中，他完全了解当时的这种文化的，所以他完全知道他这样子的批评是一个极大的冒犯和亵渎。
Just like there are pastimes also in Navadvip where Brahmana insulted Shiva's Thakur.
那在这个Navadvip 也曾经发生过这样的事情，就是这个婆罗门他冒犯了 Shiva's Thakur.
And he didn't want to apologize.
而且他还拒不道歉。
So he was dying.
然后呢，他也就快死了。
But he still would not apologize.
他都快死了，他还是不愿意。
So he was,
道歉。
he became a stranger to the whole village. And then years later, he went to beg Lord Chaitanya for apology. And Lord Chaitanya says, no, your life is destroyed. You can only be rectified if you go personally to Shiva's Thakur and apologize.
然后呢，就是整个村子的人都把他当成了陌路人，就是不理睬他。那过了很多年之后呢，他就来到了这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说 ,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 祈求原谅 ,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说 你不行，你还是得要 就是亲自到你被你冒犯的奉献者，那这个就是 Shivastaku 的面前亲自去祈求这个原谅，这样呢你的这个冒犯呢才能够去除掉。
So some people may make offenses and they are not aware of it.
所以呢有一些人他可能是无意间做了这个冒犯，就是他冒犯了，但是他自己却没有察觉到。
Okay.
下一个问题来自于 Sumuki Rada， 有位新朋友看到我们展示的精美丰盛的Pasada 大餐，问是否这样太浪费了，太过分追求享乐。 There is a new friend. While seeing our opulent Pasada feast, asked a question. Is it too much of a waste? Is this too much sense gratification?
Yes, it is too much of Krishna sense gratification.
这的确是挺追求享乐的，不过我们追求的是 Krishna 的享乐。
And we don't have enough.
而且我们做的还不够多呢。
So there's never enough good prasadam.
所以呢，这个 prasadam 怎么做都不为过，怎么丰盛都不为过。
You have to explain to this new person this food that we eat is none different than Krishna.
你要跟这个新人说，我们做的这个食物跟 Krishna 是没有区别的。
And if you can't sit for hours and relish.Hearing Krishna Katha, then you can sit down and take Krishna Prasadam, you'll make as much advancement.
Sorry, I missed it.
If you can't sit to hear Krishna Katha for hours, take Prasadam for hours.
如果说呢，你没有办法就是几个小时连续的去听有关 Krishna 的哲学话题的话，那你就可以花很长时间来融到 Prasadam。OK， 还有问题吗？什么出来的？OK, that's all for today.
OK, thank you very much, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
感谢 Sumukhi Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for patiently listening and for your wonderful questions.
感谢所有奉献者耐心的聆听，并且你们提出的好问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Mahaprasadam Kijai. Kashadesh Yatra Kijai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
百昆台之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的解贪难经的讲课就到这里结束，我们下周同一时间星期三早上7点再见，祝大家度过充满 Krishna 知觉的快乐的一天。 Hare Krishna.